Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I praise God that the Lord is on His throne. Hallelujah. God asked a question of Israel, and I want to share that in Micah, the second chapter, verse 8. And He asked, "Is the Spirit of the Lord shortened? Do not my words do good to them that walketh uprightly?" Praise God. The Spirit of the Lord is not shortened. His word is all-powerful. His words will do good to them who walk uprightly. His word is your strength, beloved. His word quickens. And I'm praying today that the very word of the Lord will quicken you, will just cause every bit of weariness, spiritual, mental weariness and fatigue, physical tiredness to go in the name of Jesus. Father, right now, I loose the anointing of God to break every yoke and shackle of weariness, of tiredness. Lord, as our day is, so shall our strength be. And so I loose that needed strength physically, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, in every way, Lord, that You shall just touch Your beloved right now. Lord, as they're agreeing with me, Lord, I loose the very virtue of Jesus Christ to flow into their body from the top of their heads to the very sole of their feet. I praise You and I thank You for it. Hallelujah. Praise God for the Word of God. His Word is your strength, and His Word quickens. The Word of God is quick and powerful. Doesn't the Word of God say that? And sharper than any two-edged sword. Hallelujah. Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. His Word is given to quicken and to heal and not to destroy. His presence shall go with you. One of the most marvelous promises to Moses, my presence shall go with you and shall give you rest. His presence will keep you in peace. His presence will keep you in victorious faith if you keep your eyes on Him. The word of the Lord just comes to me. If your eye be single, your whole body shall be full of light. Many times we get just pressed down and we're walking in the shadows. Why? Because we've taken our eyes off the One who is the light of life. Our eye has ceased to be single. Hallelujah. Isaiah also says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Thee." Well, you can't get any better than perfect peace. So if we'll keep our mind stayed on Him, we will possess that promise. Hallelujah. Because the Lord just loves you so much, He wants you to walk upon the high places in Him. He wants you to get up to the high mountains. He wants you to move to higher ground because, you know, He is going to undergird you with His faithfulness. He will keep you. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Hallelujah. Praise God. Those are some good words to just hold on to. Praise God. On yesterday's broadcast, I was talking about what the Spirit of the Lord is doing in this hour, making a spiritual comparison to what was done in the time of David and Solomon, when Solomon was charged by his father David to work, to arise and work, for the Lord is with you. That's 1 Chronicles 22:16. He said, "Arise and work, and may the Lord be with you." Beloved, this year, this time before us is a time for us to just shake ourselves, rouse ourselves from the things that would just hold us back, and move on into those green pastures that God has for us. Hallelujah. Let me share with you, I want to read now the King James of Isaiah 58, verse 10, "And if thou drought thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness as the noonday." Think of that. Do you need to have your light rise in obscurity, your darkness to be as the noonday? Well, there are conditions. If you'll be concerned for those who are afflicted, those who are hungry, the word goes on to say, the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And they shall be of thee that shall... And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Praise God. In verse 12, God says that we will rebuild their ancient ruins, which had been desolate. And of course, there's historical application in this passage. This was literally fulfilled when the captives, after their return from Babylon, repaired the cities of Judah. And many of those in Israel, God says, they would raise up the age-old foundations, which took many years to build. But they shall finish that good work which was begun long ago. And this was literally fulfilled when the building of the temple was revived after it had stood desolate for many years. I won't read that, but it was in Ezra the fifth chapter, verse 2. But as we're looking now at a spiritual application, it might seem to many that the building of God's temple has just lain dormant. You know, the word of the Lord came to the people of Israel through the prophet Haggai, and they were being rebuked by the Lord because, well, they said it's not, you know, it was time for them to be busied about things in their own lives, and it wasn't time to build the house of the Lord. But the Lord had a different view on that, and God wants us to roll up our sleeves and arise and work, for the Lord is with us. He's moving to finish his house. Before he can return, he's going to have a glorious bride. He's going to have a completed temple. And beloved, you're part of this glorious process as you yield your life to him. What does the word say that I just shared with you? The word says that they, or we, shall be called the repair of broken walls. You shall be the restorer of streets, safe and quiet, not only to travel in, but streets with dwellings, so safe and quiet that people shall have no difficulty in building their homes by the roadside. Isn't that what we long for deep within us in our souls? A place of serenity, a place of security, a place where there's no evil, there's no threat, there's comfort, there's peace, there's rest, there's quiet. Oh, we long for that. The human soul longs for that. And the only place that can be found is in Jesus. If you're troubled today, if you're weary, oh, come to the Lord and take his yoke upon you and learn of him. He is meek and lowly of heart, and you will find rest for your soul. Hallelujah. Praise God. We need to open our hearts to receive the life-changing message of Jesus Christ. Beloved, today let the Holy Ghost deposit his life-transforming seed into your spirit, and his word will change you forever. I believe with everything in me that we must deliver his message to our generation. We must deliver the good news of the gospel. Now is the time, and it's God's hour to use me and to use you, everyone that's listening, to repair the broken wall and to restore the streets to safety. You know, we can't do it truly in ourselves, but God working in and through us can. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, glory, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Praise God. Jesus said in John 14 and 12, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. In Luke 4:18, Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach deliverance. Brother, the Spirit of the Lord is in you and upon you to do the very same thing. The works that the early church did, we read about the Acts. We talk about it, the Acts of the Apostles. Well, really, it's the Acts of the Holy Spirit, and he has not stopped writing the book of Acts. It is continuing on. It did not cease with the early church, but through believers of every generation. And we're blessed. Sometimes you wonder, well, why did I get born in this generation, in this time? It's such an evil world we live in, true, but where there's evil, so much more the grace of God abounds. And we have been privileged to be birthed now. Why? I don't know. It was God's design. It was His plan. And He caused you to be alive in this hour for a purpose. And so it doesn't matter if you're up in years, if you're young, you may be physically disabled, you may not have certain abilities, but that does not disqualify you. God knows everything about you. Exactly as you are, you're perfect to be used by God. He'll work on you. He'll polish off the rough places. But He delights in, look at what He did. He delights in using the weak and foolish things of the world to confound the wise and the mighty. Isn't that true? No, the scripture, that's what it says. Hallelujah. Praise God. Joel 2:25 states, I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten. God's saying, I'm going to give back to you what the devil has stolen. He isn't only going to give it back, but God's going to restore it seven times greater than it's ever been. And beloved, if you'll listen very closely, listen real closely in the Spirit, you'll be able to hear, oh, can you hear the waves of revival that are about to sweep over the gates of heaven and spill out upon this earth? We've had revivals in generations past, the Whitfield Revival, the Lutheran Revival, the Wesleyan Revival. We've had the Healing Revival, the Charismatic Renewal, the Word of Faith Renewal. But, beloved, we haven't seen anything yet. God saving the best wine for last. Saints, sinners, cold, lukewarm, fence straddlers. Beloved, there's a revival coming out of the heart of God that's going to shake this earth. Hallelujah. It's going to shake this world and everything in it. And the only way you can rebuild the walls and restore the streets is to act with the authority of the believer, to move in that authority in Jesus' name. You know, you can't just beg the devil, you can't ask him, but you must tell him, and he will move out of the way. Resist the devil and he will flee from before you. Praise God. Well, I wish I had another half hour, but I can't go any further. I must stop here. Praise God. The announcer is going to give you our mailing address. I invite you to write. Praise God. I just feel such an anointing of the Holy Spirit. And as you obey the prompting of the Lord, write down that mailing address. Know that you'll be personally prayed for, and I'll send back whatever the Lord gives me for your blessing and edification. Praise God. Thank you for your prayer support. Love you, UCM partners. God bless you. Tilda Mouthers and Sister Glass say, may God's best be yours.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh,